With Arctic temperatures rising, scientists want to know how those changes affect the migration of diseases and contaminants throughout the Bering Strait and the Arctic. And now Alaska researchers are getting nearly $1 million to study the question. The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium in Anchorage is receiving a grant from the Environmental Protection Agency to study these shifts and how they affect food and water security in rural Alaska. Jim Johnson is the director of EPA's National Center for Environmental Research. He says a changing climate means the route for migrating species and the diseases they may be carrying is changing.
So as oceans rise, then the animals begin to migrate differently and can begin to invade or enter into areas they typically have not been in, and therefore be able to have the capacity to transport diseases to humans.
Investigators suspect changing migration routes could mean that animals are carrying pathogens into previously uncontaminated areas. And with warming oceans, they also theorize that infected land and marine mammals are living longer than they would have in colder temperatures, increasing the amount of subsistence animals exposed to otherwise fatal pathogens. Overall, researchers say the number of pathogens that can transfer from animals to humans in the Arctic may be on the rise.
One of the things we're looking at is the passing of diseases from animals to humans and how that is impacted by the changes in the migration patterns of animals as a result of climate changes.
The researchers are also investigating how mercury from Asia may be depositing in Alaska's water sources and how melting snow and permafrost are fostering bacteria that turn that mercury into a toxin that many rural water systems are not equipped to measure or treat. The researchers hope information gained in the study will help create mitigation measures that can reduce rural Alaskans' exposure to pathogens and combat the toxins in drinking water and subsistence resources.